Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening for the special Labor Day edition of Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it is popping and crazy here, and we're glad to have everybody. We got a packed house tonight. I'm going to turn it over to the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, the amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, Velvet?
Where is Velvet? We've lost Velvet.
Oh. Velvet is scared because Deion Johnson and Black Angel's on the line.
He knows what the deal is.
I knew he wouldn't show up.
Oh. Listen, honey.
There
he
is.
Got
amazing
nothing
Velvet. How are you doing tonight?
Come September 18th, he better show up.
Listen, honey. Just remember, I've wrestled you several times without a tag partner and defeated both of you. So, hey.
And it's the best thing. You should
have
just been good enough. You should have just kept them boas in the closet along with you.
Well, let's take a pause here.
So who's scared now, huh, Angel? Who's scared now? Yeah.
I don't think either one of them is scared. Is Tommy Feathers in the house yet?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, For the record, my name is Reginald Vanderhoff, and we are here on Pro Wrestling Interviews on Blog Talk Radio to have a little debate September 18th. It is going to be the final showdown between the Soul Patrol, that's right, the Black Angel, and Deion Johnson, the Black Cat, against Tommy Feathers and
the
Amazing Velvet.
Soul
oh,
that's
excuse
it,
me.
The real
yeah.
Soul Patrol. That's it. Come on. Get it right.
The real deal. My apologies. Well, I'm familiar with all
four. Even the dog's excited. Even the dog's excited.
We can bring them all in.
Now, whose dog is that?
I know he's excited.
I'll tell you whose dog that is. It's my official manager, spokesperson for the Soul Patrol, G. Frederick Vanderbilt. Tell him what's going on.
All right. Hello. Hello, America.
Yeah. All right. Well,
hey, Velvet, this is Dr. John breaking in. Big news. Who's in the house?
Who's in the house?
What?
Who's in the house?
Who's in the house?
Deion Johnson and the Suntan Superman. The Black Angel is here. I'm sorry, guys. I got to stop by and get some cheddar cheese. My bad. I'm making pizza. Go ahead.
No, he ain't making pizza. Hey, well, my pizza sounds pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you what else sounds good is Moolah May sounded good barking in the background, and he just told you that the Soul Patrol's manager, G. Frederick Vanderford, is in the house, and I heard the Stro is in the house, who is also a close personal friend of mine that I corresponded with earlier today, and everybody needs to take notice and understand what they have here.
That's it. Yes.
I know what we're talking
about. I'm hearing a lot from you guys. What? Amazing Velvet, would you like to chime in on any of this?
Absolutely. Listen, honey.
Not.
Don't be scared, because we're back. Don't run. You don't have to hide your wives, but you better have to hide your boyfriends when you get there, because we come.
Yikes.
Well, let me tell you one thing. That's your problem right there.
We're going to beat you straight. Amazing Velvet, Tommy Feathers. Tommy Feathers, I hope you're listening,
goodness.
Tommy Feathers. Some 30 years
I'm
ago, so
hang on.
Can you please
Go
shut
ahead.
Up while
Thanks,
I'm talking? Can you shut up while I'm talking?
I'm listening.
Okay. Some 30 years ago, a young Black Cat Johnson, known as Stone Cold Kid back then, had his very first match with a guy in a mask calling himself Neon Rage. And that guy that was under that mask calling himself Neon Rage was none other than Tommy Feathers. So
I
beat you in my very first professional wrestling match, and I'm going to beat you in your last professional wrestling match, Tommy Feathers. So get ready to get a beat down from the Soul Patrol.
Well, I want to make you feel good. I've been following your career for the past 30 years. You've really impressed me a lot. You really have. You know, you and Angel both
are some
of the greatest wrestlers around.
Of course he has.
I have photos of you. I mean, I have photos of you on my wall in my office. I've got them right next to my hero, RuPaul.
Don't want to know what you do with them.
They missed that part. Say it again.
I tell you, I got your picture on the wall right next to RuPaul's.
And RuPaul. That's an honor.
Is that an honor? I'm not sure.
That's a
soul control damage
right there, baby.
Kind of disgraceful right there. I don't know, but no.
There's only one thing I got to say. I'm going to beat you like I beat you 30 years ago, but it's going to be a whole lot worse because I've gotten better.
Velvet, I've been beating on you for the last 35 years. Now, my God. So you want one more time to just be humiliated and just beat within an inch of your life one more time, huh? So you can take that
wow.
But you gotta understand one
here,
thing,
man.
Folks.
I feel a love.
Gotta understand.
You guys
one
with
thing.
The pictures on the wall need
they
to recognize
have,
how lucky you
I'm,
are to have these people
the,
on this
now.
Podcast.
Hold up, you might be the suntan Superman, but I have your kryptonite for you and Dion Johnson.
That's right. I love
Hershey Kisser. I'm not bringing one, but I'm bringing two.
He's got the rock.
Count them. Two buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken right there on the front row.
Come on, now.
You might bring some Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the only plucking in the world is the plucking of Amazing Velvet and Tommy Feathers. You see what I'm saying?
We're going to be plucking them boys.
Laying in that ring right there in Augusta, Georgia. And then I just might leave there with Bambi and have myself a night out.
Man, y'all got me hungry now. Y'all got me hungry.
Now, where's Vanderford at? Where is he?
Right here. All this Kentucky Fried Chicken. Maybe we need to talk more about that.
I'm sorry.
The hell was
I didn't
mean
to say I'm
let's go get a
part of the coming in to manage these
children. What are you trying to say?
Hang on 1 second. Everybody's talking at once. All right. So you're coming in to manage these gentlemen, correct?
Correct. If need be.
Now what makes you think they're better with you than without you? Because I've seen them team for 30 years.
Right. And your name is again, I'm sorry, your name is again what now?
I'm Reginald Vanderhoff, the greatest manager of all time.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Right. Well, Reginald, I've seen you manage, and I'll be glad to give you managing 101. And I don't care what level you're at, I can get you to the next one because there's a difference in community college and getting your doctorate degree. But I'll tell you this, what makes them better with me than without me is because I'll be there watching for when people make comments about Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's 2021. It's 2021. And you're on this phone. I come out here and hear Dion talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it makes me sick. People like you make me sick. People like the kind of guys that have Dion's picture on the wall and the Black Angels picture on the wall doing whatever they do with it make me sick. And I'll make sure that you don't do any kind of – That you guys keep all of that to yourself in your own little basements and offices and rooms and computer rooms and video editing studios. You keep all that to yourself that night because you're going to be looking at the lights.
That's it. And we're going to have to give you a two-piece. I'm hungry.
I think that genie's already in the bottle, but anyway.
So, Reginald Vanderhoff, I hope you understood what he was laying down.
And you better hope.
Hold up, Reginald Van Hall. Let me help you out, sir. Since you're helping me out.
Yeah, he needs some help.
Try to moderate this debate. Yeah, not from you. You go back and sit down and watch TV and yell at WWE on the television set, okay? We are the real deal. You're not. Reginald Van Der Hoff is a manager of champions. I have no idea who you are. You might have just been some clown they picked up from the damn 7-Eleven.
Oh, you know exactly
Don't be disrespectful. You'll get a worse beating there on the 8th. Don't be disrespectful boy.
Hey, Marco Stunt. Hey, Marco Stunt.
Oh, Lord.
You know exactly who I am.
Marco Stunt. Wait, did he just call he called Velvet Marco Stunt?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a lot bigger than that. I'm not a buck five.
You know who I am. You'll know who I am when you see me.
Good.
And you'll remember, and a lot of
face,
memories
then.
Will come flashing back to you.
That means I'll get to slap you back. That's all good. You get in the way, you'll get hit just like anybody else. You see, I'm an equal opportunity
wrestler. Wait, is this the guy?
Hit all men, women, children, and handicapped people. And obviously, you're handicapped.
I'm getting out of the way these days. Hey,
that's the way to admit.
Don't think you're just going to walk up and do anything that you want to. Because that's not the case here, son. Let me tell you something. You're a little confused. I can tell you're a little confused. You just think you're running your mouth on that end of the phone, and you just think reality is not going to set in for you. But on the 18th, reality is going to slap you right dead in the face. You understand me?
That's some strong words from the Black Angel there,
The difference between the amazing
will you hold my hand, please, and slap that fool for me?
Shut up when I'm talking.
Okay. Okay,
the
Daddy.
The difference between the Amazing Velvet and Tommy Feathers and the Soul Patrol is for 30 years, the Soul Patrol has been kicking ass and taking names, breaking necks, and cashing checks. So come September the 18th in Augusta, Georgia, we're coming to break some necks and cash some checks. So Amazing Velvet and Tommy Feathers, I want you to lace your boots up real tight, your little bustiers or whatever you want to wear, because you're going to get the ass kicking that you have been waiting for the last 30 years.
He said bustiers. He's followed you guys to the store again, I guess.
Yeah, he's been looking in my closet.
He's been peeping in that window.
There's skeletons.
We thought
you leaped
out of that closet years ago.
Does Tommy Feathers still have that little red-headed mullet he used to wear 30 years ago?
Ain't nothing
probably
changed,
a little more
bro.
White.
Come on.
They're handlebars now, so you can get on and ride. Baby.
Nuts to butt.
And I see Tommy Feathers is a staunch Republican, so I'm going to beat him so bad that he's going to become a Democrat and learn to get on the right side of the fence.
Oh, yikes. Whoa.
Now I'm shaking in my
feet. Him blue.
Full politics in it now, Tommy.
I'm shaking in my
tutu. Guess what? That means he's going to take a swing at you and take a nap.
Yeah. I'm going to make one swing and it'll be nap time.
So don't try not to show up on the 18th of September, Jack. I don't want no excuses. We're going to finish you. You're done.
This
is your final. Your final match right here, brother. Your final one.
No Tiger Bomb for y'all. It'll be Absorbing Junior X. That's what it'll be. You'll need that when we're done with y'all.
Hey, give me some of that. That's some good stuff.
And I got my Geritol pack.
I'll give it to you. Reggie and the other two, listen, you do a great job with these podcasts and all that, and get settled in, because that's all you're going to be able to do after that night. That's all you're going to be able to do. Have fun. Being an in-ring wrestler is not for everybody, and it's not for you anymore after that night.
Oh, I'm bringing my Geritol, my Viagra, and my Rogaine.
So wait a minute. Hey, hold on, Tommy.
So
this guy's cashing checks that he can't cash for Soul Patrol. So he's saying their 30-plus year careers on the line versus ours.
Veteran.
Huh? So you
right.
think the
huh.
union is going to put his career on the line versus us? I don't think so, dude. You might want to talk to your boys before you make a statement like that. Because I'm going to tell you something.
What statement did I make?
I'll take a
statement I said is get settled in where you're at right now, because that's where you're going to be from now on.
Well, let's put career versus career on the line.
Career
oh
versus career.
It's career versus
See, this
career?
Guy just opened his mouth.
Are we making
yeah.
a new stipulation?
I mean, I'm retiring.
Are you
going to
be
anyway,
you're
but
talking
about
you got to be so
career,
tall
really.
To ride certain rides, dude.
First of all, this dude talking,
oh,
I don't know who he is, who he thinks
That's
he
right.
is. I think he's an ass clown, but listen to me, sir. If you want to do that, you better be there, okay? You better be there, because guess what? I decided that I'm going to pull some money out of my savings, and I'm going to hire Reginald Vanderhoff. How's that?
Wait,
well, there you go. Yeah, that'd be a waste
that.
Of money anyway.
Too.
But you do what you
hey,
want
hey,
with your
whoa.
Money.
You do
we'll
what you want
with your
too.
Money.
That's fine. That's great. Hire him. Hire whoever you want. Hire Jimmy Valiant to kiss Tony Schiavone. That doesn't matter. You,
yes.
We'll put
yes.
all of you to sleep. Okay?
Hey, well, that's one thing
listen,
that would
Farmer,
happen.
Listen, Farmer Tom. Be quiet.
It's Farmer
That's
Tom.
Right. Let the big girls talk. Put on your little training
Ooh,
pants.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'm all packed.
Let me
up
wait. Let me
guys.
Understand.
Listen,
let
I'm
me
listening.
Understand
You're
this
not
clearly.
Saying squat.
No, he threw. He, no, listen. He threw my name in there, and I want you want me to manage you guys.
If this clown over here
is
going to manage
is that,
them,
is that right?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, like I said, wherever the Soul Patrol goes, G. Frederick Vanderford's there also. We're getting tired
hey,
of being screwed
hey,
around
hey, hey,
by promoters. We're tired of being screwed around by these so-called wannabe wrestlers. So that's why we inquired the services of G. Frederick Vanderford.
And we'll
yeah, guess what? And they just acquired my services, and your chances of winning
yeah.
just went down to zero.
That's what
right.
you'll
Somebody
like. That's
up.
What you'll
you
like.
What I
that,
said?
That bullcrap Hall of Fame right. plaque can go right up that keister. That's where it's going.
Ooh.
Hey, right. don't threaten me with a good time, honey.
He actually has
don't,
two of
yeah,
them.
I mean, I got toys a lot bigger than that. Come on, boy.
So let me tell you something. You might not need Reginald Vanderstloss or whoever he is. You might want to call Susan Tex Green because she's got more balls than
oh.
any of the three of y'all.
Oh,
well,
don't
you know what?
Oh.
I will put
there
that
you
call in. Reggie, if the money
yes.
is transferred to your account by the end of this show, you find Susan Tex Green and bring her with you.
I mean,
that's right. Cash out, dollar sign, Vanderford
how many,
one.
How many people do you want me to bring? Because I'll open up my wallet right now.
Please do.
Bring as many as you
listen,
can.
Listen.
That's what it's going to take.
This, this thing could turn into a
hey,
lumberjack
can
match.
Can you give me a grant while you're at it? I'd love to get a grant from you if you can't get time. It'd be great.
No.
yeah.
Oh, who is
oh,
this,
thanks,
who's this talking on the other
end? Thanks for the love, dude.
And I'm looking
now,
out for Stroh, too.
Okay,
I
now,
don't care what.
Oh, Stroh,
I'm
his own. Oh, I would help Stroh out.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Man, I don't care what side of the fence he's on. We go back a long way. And I'll tell you this, if Stroh
no,
needs
I'm
to get
playing.
Down and dirty, he would do it if he had to.
Do what you got to do, brother.
You think he's going to be on your
do
side?
Do what you got to do, brother.
I'm, so, you two ass clowns.
Tony up the cat.
And whoever you want to bring to manage you or whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. For 30 years, the Soul Patrol has been banging and hanging. You guys have been sitting around, getting on your computers, watching what we've been doing. We never retired. We never got out of the game. We stayed in the game. So I hope you guys have got all the ring rust off of you, because
so
you're
should be
gonna
well
get
rested
your
then.
Ass kicked. You understand me?
No. Hey, see,
it's been a long
problem.
Time coming. Amazing Velvet. Amazing Velvet. Oh, you were one cool cat at one time. I loved you to death. But now, you want to bring in this Tommy Feathers.
Now I'm going to choke you to death. That's all there is to it.
Tommy Feathers, put on your good makeup. Put on all your shiny stuff. But when the night is over, they're going to be scraping your carcasses off of that dusty, dirty-ass mat.
I'm looking forward to it. It's called foreplay for me. Let's get down to the real deal.
What you want to call it? Tommy Feathers, I've beaten you once.
Listen.
And you never got back in the ring with me again. Now I got my opportunity to kick your ass the way I want it. I've learned a lot, and I've been a lot of places in 30 years. So, Tommy Feathers, get ready.
I'm ready.
They're just mad because we left one of their guys out.
I want you
they're
to get in
mad.
Your little pink. I want you to get down in your little pink. What's that?
They tried to
tutu.
The little pink cars that they give you for selling
a lot
of Avon.
I'm putting on my pink thong when
little
I come
down
there.
Little Barbie car?
Yeah, get in your little Barbie car and hop down from Tennessee and come on down. So when you get to Augusta, Georgia, get ready because these two big black monsters, along with G. Frederick Vanderford, is going to teach you a lesson. Your final match, it might be your final time walking. If you're like,
what does the G stand for? Gooberhead?
Get those tickets, Alpha. Get those tickets.
It's like Fred G. Sanford. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's what the G stands for.
The G stands for hospital, mother.
You can't even spell hospital.
I can't spell hospital.
He's like Gooberhead.
Not a G in hospital.
Hospital. Hospital.
Then going to the hospital.
Door to hospital.
Yes, I agree. G. Frederick Vanderford will go to the hospital if he gets in my face. I agree with that.
Who's
wow.
that,
Reggie?
Tell
him, Reggie.
That's Reggie. You're real cute. Hey, do your podcast. You're great at it. That's your niche,
I am,
man.
I am great
that's
at
your,
it.
That's where
you
belong.
You don't have to tell me anything I don't know.
Right. That's where you belong.
You don't have
that's
to tell me
thing.
How great I am. I already know.
Hey, that podcast, do that. Get all the controversial people you want and hate on everybody you want. That's your niche. But in under the light, that's not for you. That's not for you.
It's not for me. The only the thing I've been doing for the last 20 years is not for me. Okay,
right.
I'm glad
how you
came out on the telephone to tell me that, jerk off.
How'd it work out for you?
Everything's working out for me. Fine, my bankroll is fat, P-H-A-T.
Reginald
Vanderhoff. Why don't you go home and roll up some more dimes and quarters, and maybe you can go buy yourself a double.
You
team.
And the Amazing Velvet.
Oh, I've been rolling up a lot of dimes tonight. That's neither here nor there.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. We're going to make you famous.
Oh, you're going to make it famous?
Yeah, you might.
Like we were before?
You might be a little popular,
but
you're
going
to be famous that day.
I don't want to hear none of that. Step your ass
you
in the ring.
You ain't going to hear none of that.
And you're going to get hurt.
You ain't going to hear none of that, because the only thing
I've
want to see, only thing I want to see is...
And if your little man is going to get in the way, G. Frederick Vanderford is going
to
take care of him.
Oh, he's not a little man.
Okay.
He's a fat piece of crap.
I'm not
I've
a little
seen
manager,
him. I know him.
I promise that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what?
Fat boy. He's a fat boy, and he'll be sitting
what
on his fat butt when it's over with.
Georgia. I don't want to hear you crying.
So we don't want you calling the police.
The only thing I
want
to see is that suntan Superman
is
wet.
And
listen, I wouldn't see that suntan Superman sweat because when he sweats, he looks like a hurting skin.
Well, when he comes off
you're
that
gonna,
suit,
you're going to feel it all right,
they'll be gasping for breath after about 3 minutes.
Have you ever seen Sundance Superman come off the top rope with that flying headbutt and almost he could jump out of the ring if he wanted to? He's an optical illusion. You're about to find out. You're about to find out.
Can he still get on the top rope?
With a crane?
You just get to the building. How about that?
Forklift will get him up there.
How about you get to the building and you'll see what's going on?
Okay.
It's all
funsies
right now. It's all funsies and games right now. You can laugh. You can shoot the shit all you want to. Because come September the 18th, we're coming for one reason. To break your fucking necks.
Ouch. Whoa. Terrestrial radio.
Whoop. Hope we have a 5-second delay.
I hope that's
all right.
Sorry there, Dr.
Okay.
John.
We all good. Don't worry. Keep on going.
We're good.
This is a serious matter. I've got so much hatred in my heart for the Amazing Velvet and Tommy Feathers. It's unreal. And I'm going to unleash that hatred on September the 18th.
You hear that? You hear that? That's real. This isn't a podcast where you just sit around and laugh and joke and play and, oh, everybody loves everybody. No, screw that. We're sick of that. We're sick of
everybody loves everybody. Have you even heard my podcast?
Everything about professional wrestling nowadays is what the Amazing Velvet and Tommy Feathers is all about. And I hate the state of the professional wrestling industry right now. And I'm just going to take out two guys that's going to make it a little bit better.
We have heard this podcast. No, we heard it for 15 minutes.
Right.
What
you had the original Bengal Sloth. I've never heard of you.
You've never heard of me?
Wow.
Well, let's see. About 17 years ago, I was in the corner with Malachi in front of 700 people, and you got beat.
700. Wow.
Oh.
Take a look at the payroll, boy.
Look it up.
Take a look at what the payroll was, boy.
Hey, my pay is the same.
What's your payroll?
Winners or draw, dog.
Bus
I
tokens
to
and McDonald's coupons?
Hey,
all of them thoughts are going to come to a head on the 18th. So go ahead
and get them in now. All the talk is going to be done.
That's all going to be over on the 18th of September. Don't worry about it.
See,
you just keep it up. That's all I'm asking.
No.
Just keep going with it.
You're
Angel,
not getting in the ring to play
is let me moderate the
you're
phone call
the
and not
real
even pull me
guys.
Into it.
You're
but your boy had to run his mouth.
That was your boys that did that. Hey,
yeah.
They wanted
your boy ran his mouth and got me sucked into it. So now it is a
must. They just signed your death warrant, Reginald Vander Sloth.
I don't think so.
Along with your partners over there, Tommy Feathers and...
Threatened to do that over the years. Plenty of people. Bigger and badder than
you
guys.
Yeah, we threatened to
this won't be
the
no sweat.
The Soul Patrol. All these other guys who threatened you, we make good on our threats. We just don't say it to be saying it.
I don't make threats. We make
if
promises.
Okay,
we'll
roll
see.
Your fat ass down there and get into somebody else's business, we're going to take care of
you. I'm not
going to
roll.
Well,
I'm going to drive.
Let me ask you this. Let's say
I'm
about
be
16
driven.
Years ago, hold up, let me speak, you morons. Listen, 16 years ago, I remember wrestling in a group called Wrestling for Jesus with a tag team champion with Ace Hardy. Here comes Soul Patrol. Soul Patrol could not get the job done, and I had no tag team partner. I retained those titles. Thank you very much. And we're going to beat you on the 18th.
You got those hanging on your wall next to Dion's picture.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You weren't even there, sir, so shut your hole. Shut your hole. You weren't there.
I asked you a question.
Yeah, no
Tommy Feathers
asked
the picture,
no,
by the way.
Listen, you
Let's
were home
right.
counting dimes and begging money at the 7-Eleven to get a damn Slurpee. Shut up.
He was picking up soda cans and
Velvet.
I can tell you where I was. Stro knows where I was. We were in the hot tub with five women. Exactly where we were. But that's neither here nor there.
Stro was in the hot tub. Listen.
You were in the hot tub with five women. I bet there was some ugly shit.
Hey, Maestro. Hey, Stro. True story, right or wrong?
He was
true story. Listen.
True story.
And he was there with Mary Pamela and her four sisters.
One
right.
night.
He was in the, listen, he was in the hot tub with five women. Hey, Stro was in the hot tub with five women. He was over there feeding drinks to them while he had a little old Jack right there in his hand. Aw, poor baby. But I heard you dipped the bus boy pretty well, though.
I heard about his kid the other day. It went, Daddy. Daddy.
Well, you
that was
your,
that was your nephew.
Joke. You can laugh and joke all you want to. Come September the 18th.
Oh,
boy. You better get your butt down there. Get in the ring and get ready to
Can you come up with something different? This is the same thing you said like 10 times.
Everybody
don't minutes.
Need anything different.
I've worked. Everybody
just needs your little happy asses in the ring.
I'm a former world champion when I took the belt from Dick Donovan in Sandersville, Georgia. And I don't know what more to say.
Mark would like to play on the telephone, but now it's serious, and I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be off the chain. Georgia's not going to know what hit it. The fairgrounds down there are not going to know what hit it. Fairgrounds are never going to be the same again. But I want to hear Black Angel talk. Nothing
yeah,
beyond
Black Angel's
and
been
whatever
sitting back, chilling, maxing, and relaxing.
Let's go.
I don't need to do a whole bunch of talking. I've told you exactly what's going to happen to you. Velvet, you and Tommy Feathers, you're going to get the tar beat out of you. You want it to be your last match? It's going to be your last match, whether you really want it to be or not. You know, so the whole thing just is going to come straight to a head on the 18th of September in Augusta, Georgia.
He said it when he said it, straight to a head, straight from his head.
And that's it.
From his head to your head. That's where he does his talking on the 18th. You want the bad boys of wrestling, you got it. You got it. Be careful what you wish for. The Black Angel will talk. He'll talk with the top of his head to anybody that gets in his way. Yeah, bad boys. 18th, Augusta. Yeah,
so I just saw the cue card.
You're
Angel's manager, right?
He said with his head.
Yeah, he said Angel gives good head.
Oh,
let me tell that you, is
oh.
not what he said.
After all that hot air he shot, did he not? If it break it down the way
yeah.
he said it, Angel gives good hair.
Did he make it down? Did he say this and did he say that? No, yes, listen, I speak that language too. I've met many rednecks. Listen, yes, you're going to get your head busted by the Black Angel. Yes. Yes. Did he say this and did he do that and does he like this and does he like that? Yes. Yes, redneck. You're going to get your head busted. Yes, you are. Yes.
And you sound like the little boy I paid
yes.
$20 to one time to polish my boots.
Yes. And I did this and I did a her and her. And I'm going to get hurt on the 18th by the Soul Patrol, and I'm going to be in the hospital in Augusta, Georgia because of bad boys of wrestling. They didn't know what they had coming, and now they will September the 18th.
All your beneficiaries filled out on your insurance policy. Make sure.
What's he polishing?
After this podcast is over, you can get on the computer on Facebook and do what you want, say what you want. But from this point on, if you got anything to say to Soul Patrol, you have to go through G. Frederick Vanderford first.
Okay, we're going to go through him.
Okay.
So,
we'll go
through
him.
What is Deion's favorite color? What is Black Cat Johnson's favorite color, please?
Green, government green.
No. talking to you guys. You're not supposed to speak. You said I had to go through your ass clown. So I'm asking ass clown what your favorite color is.
I said any further questions, we had to go through one.
Any further questions, go through him. Shut your hole, let
right.
him answer.
And the answer to all of those is $Vanderford1, cash out.
Oh, my God. He's clearer than we are.
That's the answer to every question you've got from now on.
He's
oh,
clearer
hey,
than
well,
us,
I got a
Tom.
Question.
How much is your mom put in that account?
Oh,
that,
you got
guys?
A question? What part of Tennessee do you come from, buddy? Yeah, you got a question? Yeah. Ask me a question.
My question is, how long
did Andy Kaufman come back to life?
What did you say?
Say that.
He sounds like Randy Hale from USWA.
That's a weird dude.
But if you ain't picking up what we putting down,
you'll be picking that ass up off the ground.
Yeah.
Hey.
You boys,
I'll
let people try.
So. I don't think they got it. Go ahead, Tom.
Been picked up in weirder places.
I've been in a lot of crazier places than that boy's ever thought about being.
Hey,
listen, the three of them once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I heard that on the phone, and I think it came from them.
You can laugh and joke all you want.
You boys want to draw?
All the way up to September the 18th.
Listen, you're just mad because I can joke. Because you're
but when you step your game
today,
in those rings,
today.
In those ropes, in that ring, it's serious, Ben.
Deion felt so
serious.
Hostile. I remember when he was
happy
fellow.
Hey, Velvet.
You can remember all you want to.
That we have connections everywhere. Look, if we have to call in the boys from Hepzibah, we'll do that. If we have to call we'll do that.
Oh, my God,
who
I don't have to call
matter?
Nobody.
Oh, my
I can
God.
Take care of that little manager myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. You
yeah.
have to call
I'm looking
in
up
some boys.
Reggie, you too, Reggie. You too, Reggie.
Oh.
You got to call in some boys. You can't handle the two of us.
Oh,
you got to
call in more
boys.
Oh, got to call in some boys. We don't need a crew.
Hold up, everybody. You just said you call in another voice. That means you don't have faith in Soul Patrol beating and defeating us. So you got to call in your boy. That's pretty sad.
I don't have faith in you being a fair sportsman. That's what I don't have faith in. And that's why I'm going to be there
you're
in
not
the
a
first
fair
place.
Sportsman. Okay, we're not a fair sportsman. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
Yeah. Never seen.
Even though
never
you're
seen
a
our career. Never
well,
seen
I'm
our
not,
career.
But...
We were healed for what, 15 minutes one night. Never seen our career. You're supposed to know everything about everything. You don't know jack shit.
Oh, I've seen you jack shit. Okay, that's how we're going to talk. I've seen your fucking ass. From here to Spartanburg to Georgia to North Carolina, and you never impressed anybody. And I'm going to show you why, because the Soul Patrol is going to show you why on the 18th in Augusta. I know exactly who you are. I know who all of you are. I get PWI complimentary, son.
Well, then
oh,
you don't
boy.
Know who
yeah.
was number one in the top 500 10 years ago.
10 years ago. 10
say that?
Years ago.
Say that
you keep talking about the past. We're talking about now. We're talking about 2021.
Oh.
We're talking about you getting your asses kicked.
Okay, let's talk about 2021.
Up the
oh, my God.
None of us
were
at the PWI.
30 years ago, 15
that
years ago, 16 years ago. We're talking about something that's going to happen in less than 2 freaking weeks. You
yeah.
Good detention,
so,
but not crazy.
Your number,
are
going to
get your asses handed to you.
Angel 610. I'm 1,005 and he's 1,006. Well, that don't mean squat.
That's not what
Mike PWI. None of us are in the 500. None of us are in the 500, bro.
I got a report on you from Mike Porter years ago. I know about you.
Who?
We're going to whoop that ass. That's all I'm saying.
Come on,
I don't care about what's 10 years ago, what's 20 years ago, what's 30 years ago, what's 15 minutes ago. I know on the 18th week, the Soul Patrol is going to whoop your ass. Tommy Feathers, and amazing velvet. Bottom line. That's it.
I'm going to bring my flogger with me because I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's going to whoop everybody's ass. Yeah. Everybody's a telephone tough guy. Hey, is the Stroh still on the line? Can I ask that?
Yes, sir.
I think he is.
Yes.
The Stroh's still on the line? Well,
yes,
don't be surprised if his head can't be turned with a little bit of cash if the time is right. I'm not saying it will because we all know he's a great guy, but I'm telling you right now, he and I go back a long way as well, Reggie. Ask the Stroh about me and him and the five women in the hot tub. He'll tell you God's honest truth. That's what we were doing.
What I'm going to be doing on that date,
none of you come back.
Hey, wasn't one of them women Ronnie Garvin?
Miss Atlanta Lively? No, it was not.
Miss Atlanta Lively, yeah. Damn straight
yeah.
It was.
It was not. I know what you're talking about.
And it was Michael P.S.
Miss Atlanta Lively.
Nice
lady.
Trust
and,
me.
And Santina.
That was a different date.
And Santina.
So you're telling me you think Stroh was getting a hot tub with Roddy Garvin? You're going to have to take that up with
no,
him.
No, that was for you, buddy. He had five girls. Miss Atlanta Lively was for you. All for you.
Well, I tell you what. When we get done kicking your asses, we're going to lay you out. We're going to stand you straight up, and we're going to let G. Frederick Vanderford slap the taste out of your mouth. Both of you.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Original Vanderford.
How's that sound?
If you want to
sound like foreplay,
you're going to get slapped as well.
Man, we're having a
foreplay. No matter. We're just going to beat the ass.
Man, way more.
Man,
I paid a lot of good money over the years to get my ass beat.
You got. Listen, when Black Angel comes,
you, me,
we
both
can play quarters because I can get it in the cup every single time.
Hey, go get a cup. That's what they're gonna suck you up in a cup.
You can jump.
They're gonna be a flat fist, baby. They're gonna be a flat fist everywhere.
It's gonna get real,
Richmond County boy. You're gonna find out.
All right, let's get some decorum, please. Does anybody on the panel have a question? Is Steve Logan on the line still? I think Steve Logan has left.
I think he left.
Oh, he's still on there? Steve. Okay. Sinister.
I don't know. Looks
there?
Like Steve may still be with us.
Hold up. Sinister's here. Sinister's going to be on that show.
Sinister's in
Sinister,
the house.
I have a question for you. Sinister, I got a question for you, sir. Since all this talk is going on, what side would you align yourself with if you had to?
Well, you know, I'm a man of my own word, so I can go either way, but I can never be trusted. So there's no telling.
So
well, how do you like money?
What you're saying.
Why are you asking people who are you going to align yourself with? It doesn't matter.
Oh, because you guys are going to go get four guys. I'm talking to a man. I'm talking to a man. He said he's going to bring some boys for y'all.
Well,
I got a man I'm talking to. And you know what? Money talks
and
bullshit walks.
You're going to come in, and we're going to kick your ass.
Okay.
I think
Sinfully
Sweet's
going to
make the Soul Patrol their Cabana Boys on the 18th. That's what I think.
Sinister, he wants to know, are you going to bring him flowers to the hospital or not? That's what he's asking you, big guy. He wants to know, are you going to bring a teddy bear to the hospital on Sunday, or are you going to leave him sitting in there where he belongs? That's what he wants to know. He wants that reassurance.
Bro, ye of little faith.
Well, you see, there's one thing that y'all don't know. I have been running with Sinister a couple of times, and I have defeated Sinister as well. Not trying to bring up anything between me and you, but you know I did beat you.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to bring up a lot.
Hey, mind your business with the boys, and we'll be talking to men, so be quiet.
Hey,
Sinister,
watch your mouth, boy.
Hit me up. He's in there bragging about kicking your ass. Hit me up when we get off here.
Oh, boy.
You see, Amazing Velvet?
Well, you know what?
I think you're digging yourself
a
hole that you can't get out of.
He does owe me. He does owe me. I give him that. He's probably been sitting and waiting for a long time, and now he gets an opportunity, you know, to backstab me. You know, that's fine. Hey, I got eyes in the back of my head, man. Don't worry about that. The one I'm worried about most of all is not the biggest mouth, not the biggest guy. I'm worried about Deion Johnson looking me in the eye.
Damn right. Damn right you're worried about Deion Johnson.
Hang on. Shaking my hand and telling me I'm sorry.
No, that ain't going to happen.
We shall see.
That ain't gonna happen.
I'm sorry about is you've been around for so long and I hadn't taken you out sooner. That's the only thing I'm going to be sorry about.
I mean, you had ample opportunity. I'll give you that. You've had ample opportunity. So has Angel. I've been on several places with him. He's had ample opportunity.
Well, I remember the last time we faced each other in Charleston, you had Big Game James and some other dude, and you got put over. That's understandable. You got put over. But this time, you're going to get your ass kicked real, real good, okay?
Sounds like this man's been thinking about you for a long time. What a sad little man. We'll go ahead and put you out of your misery. What a sad little guy. He's a great wrestler. I remember he was a great wrestler 30 years ago. I do know who he is, and he was a great wrestler 30 years ago, but now he's a sad little man who's been worried about Deion Johnson for 30 years. So let's go ahead and take him out.
Tommy, all about you, son.
Oh.
So
I hear everybody talking. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my evening.
And I'm going to forget about Amazing Velvet. I'm going to forget about Tommy Feathers. Because come September the
18th.
Come September the 18th, it would have all been a dream for you when you wake up on the 19th. If you wake up.
When he wakes up on the 27th.
When I wake up on the 20th or the 19th,
I'm gonna leave,
according to when
I'm gonna
I
leave
sober
you,
up
I'm
for gonna celebration.
Leave my manager, my spokesperson, he's going to finish this interview up while I go enjoy myself with these two ladies.
Oh, no, that's that fried chicken talking.
Chicken, see, that's the kind of stuff we have to stop. Amazing Velvet, it's 2021. You talk to people like Deion and the Black Angel. You want to bring up fried chicken? That lets us know that you're a man of the past, and we're going to put you out of your misery. And guess what? You're gonna be thankful for it. And, hey, God bless you. Do this podcast. That's where you all belong. You and Tommy Tennessee and Reggie, you all belong on a podcast for March. So, night-night.
Aw.
He sounds mad.
Sweet dreams.
His man, Jonathan.
Might want to call him. You might need some backup.
He sounds very angry.
Well.
He sounds a little anal retentive.
You think he's angry? No.
He's a little mad.
He's a little confused.
Hey, Amazing Velvet. Hey, Velvet. Steve Logan's got a question.
Yes. Okay.
Now, my question is, how long is Velvet and Tommy Fest tag teaming, and when was the last time that y'all are?
The last time we tagged together?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Somebody's television is way too loud. In the background.
I think it's the way he didn't hang up your phone that was supposed to leave the party.
Yeah.
The last time we tied together, let's think. 18 years?
At least.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. 18 years.
That was the time of the split. Reggie and I talked about that. That was the time of when everybody started going their own different ways.
That was the last time my pants got removed, probably.
That was
good. We're not going to tell that story on the radio.
No.
That was a pretty good moment in time.
That would have been in Monk's that was in Monk's Corner. I know that was 2003.
2003.
Yeah. I think we wrestled Lurch and I can't remember. It wasn't Shane. It was who was the guy that was with him? Someone had a tag team partner. Christopher Shane. But Christopher Shane was on the outside. Remember Big Lurch? Was like Cro-Magnon Man, 6'9".
Yeah, the Bloodlust, whatever his name was. Yeah.
Yeah, Bloodlust.
Yeah, they just called him Lurch.
And Christopher Shane and, God, who else was? Anyway, all I know is that show, I think, was all live. And I think that was the end of 03. And then I packed it in, and I didn't wrestle till 05 when Timothy Blackman picked me up to go to WFJ. Found me through some pastors down here and asked me to come join them. So I did, and I did that for, I don't know, let's see, probably the 2010 maybe. But
if I haven't managed in 4 years,
we
might be in trouble.
Right.
Y'all haven't teamed in 18
guess
years,
what?
So we got a lot of work to do in 2 weeks.
Well, guess what? You got a big old fat windbag that's going to need oxygen. He's not going to get close to the ring because he's going to fall down before he gets halfway down the aisle. You, on the other hand, sir.
I got you back. He's not going
to
get in the ring. We're going to keep it 2-on-2. And the best team's going to win.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And unfortunately, what they failed to realize is all the joking aside, once that's over and they think they got us, we still got a secret weapon. So they got something coming that they don't know is coming. So, yes, sir.
Well,
it's gonna be
fun.
I
had enough trouble managing against you. It'll be a pleasure to manage with you for once.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say in one interview I hit harder than Ric Flair? Or you said I
did I say that about you?
Yeah.
No, I said you're the hardest hitting transvestite on the indies. That's what I said.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll wear my big girl panties this show.
We'll take it, honey. All day. All day, every day. But, you know,
there's
yes,
no such thing
aside,
as an insult. It's just a twisted up, screwed up compliment.
Right. Since they didn't let you talk, Mr. Tommy Feathers, go for it. So everybody else here will hear it, and so will the world, because they ran away like chickens.
Once they get in the ring with us, they're not going to know how to wrestle us whatsoever.
No,
nobody knew how to wrestle us.
They're going
to
be confused. They never knew how to wrestle us. They never, ever. They've always, and they dodge us a lot of times, too.
I think the psychological advantage is heavily in your corner. Because we used to have problems as well.
The psychological is the battle. We're the psychological warfare.
That's right. And by the time we realize what we're in there with, we're getting our shoulders bent. So.
Well, actually,
I think they're going to have that same problem.
To them.
Actually, we're not the kings. We're the queens of psychological warfare. Let's get it right.
Oh,
ain't that
God.
Right, girlfriend?
They're just mad because we're a team, and their team is taking a break, and now they got to get up, and now they got to do some work, and they don't want to. They want to sit at that table, eat their food, watch their football. Now I like to watch my football too. Don't get me wrong. I like men in tights. Hey. So,
hey.
But it's a long time coming. It's presented itself. We're going to take this bull by the horns and do the very best we can, because that's all we all four can do anyway. We can win back all we want to. Talking's over. Time to get it on.
Time to get it on.
There you go. It's your chance to get back in the ring. It's Tommy's chance to get back in the ring. It's my chance to get back in somebody's corner. And we didn't come out of retirement to lose, did we?
Nope.
No.
We're down.
Absolutely not.
They'll find out how psychological
we can get.
Listen, you're one of the best at psychological warfare. They brought a guy in, unbeknownst to me, and I said, it's a good thing. Because we need a guy like you. We need a guy like you to have that well-rounded depth of perception to say, hey, something's not right here. Let me help you. And that's why we got
you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on.
One of the smartest managers out there.
I know we had our times in the past, but I'm looking forward to seeing you again. So.
Yes, sir.
And what we
we're
said
gonna get
before,
this, we're gonna
you
get
don't
this
have
thing
to
done.
Like me to make work, right? Well, we're gonna get it done, but you don't. Like we said, you don't have to like me in order to work with me. You know, this is a working relationship. If something else comes out of it,
that's all
great.
Business.
If not, let's do business.
All business. And if Vanderford and Soul Patrol want to make it personal, well, by golly, we'll just do that too.
So, hey,
anyway,
are you still on the line? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Who's that clown? Who's that clown supposed to be going to manage those two yahoos anyway?
Supposed to be, say that again.
The manager.
The manager is supposed to come out with Soul Patrol, that windbag.
I have no idea.
I think that's the ex-Derek Flair.
Hmm.
It sure is.
He's trying to be somebody he ain't. I love Stroh to death. Stroh.
Yeah.
I wish you best on the 18th as well. I know you're going to be somewhere else. I wish you could have been a part of this. Guess what? Never know.
Oh, me too.
Stranger things have happened, so we'll just have to see. And as far as they are concerned, I just want to know who the windbag is. Does he know all about my career, really? If you were watching me, that means you took your eye off the prize, dog.
If he was watching me, he was in elementary school. I got wrestling tights older than that, boy.
My boots that you gave me are older than him. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you how old that. I'm going to tell you a secret now. Sinister and Maestro know when I say this. I'm so old, I still wrestle in J-Mars. And they still look brand new.
Oh, okay.
That's why I paid the money for the J-Mars.
That's right. Got that? Mm. Oh, my goodness. Y'all funny.
We don't get older. We just get better.
That's
we
it.
Age like fine wine.
Ah, that's right. That's right. They go, listen, I love the fact that they're overlooking us, not giving us an opportunity and a chance. Please overlook us. Please. Please.
Tell you what 90% of you
overlook
matches.
Us.
Yep.
I got a new box of Charms Blow Pops.
If only we had a Barbie car, it'd be all better.
Hey, Velvet.
I'll see if...
Yeah.
Hey, Velvet, it's time to call this one a wrap. You okay with that?
Okay. It's time. Hey, guys, listen. Watch your social media for what's going on. Time, place is all coming out. It's in Augusta, Georgia Fairgrounds. I just got all the info today. So I'll post all this on NC. Reginald Vanderhoff, I appreciate you trying to help moderate this for me. And it was a cluster.
Well,
because we got clowns. But go ahead.
No, it went
yes,
a little off the rails, but we made it through it.
You know what? It can go off the rails. Because guess what? It's time for joking's over. He's correct. Strobe, what you got this week?
In the Room Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also on VOCNation.com, and the Stro Zone this Friday night at midnight on my right. Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro.
Awesome.
Cool.
Reggie, what you got?
Yeah, join my twin brother from another mother, Jason Willis, on The Willis Show. That's just about every
I
other day on
yes.
YouTube.
Absolutely. Subscribe. You will like it.
We feel, yeah, like
Tommy
and subscribe.
Brothers,
we film quite a bit.
Right? Right. Feathers, you love everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sinister, you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man.
You
going to
be there on the
18th?
You going to be there
absolutely.
On the 18th watching, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And participating, but you be watching. Steve Logan.
Oh, yeah.
You good?
Steve may have gone.
Okay. If you want to catch up with Steve, it's Stellar Steven at all the social media. All right. Dr. John, take us home.
I'll take us home. Dr. John will be there September the 18th in Augusta, Georgia, a rare appearance outside of South Carolina, and cannot wait.
Ooh.
This is going to be a match for the ages.
Yes, it
and
is.
And it's great to be here.
Got that right.
The Amazing Velvet, and we're going to see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And hopefully everybody's going to still be back. So we want you back. We want every Sinister. We want everybody back. Pro Wrestling Interviews. We'll see you next time. Take care. Godspeed. And we'll have more on this great September 18th battle for the
yes,
ages.
Yes, we will.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Later.